Here's Josh Leuenberger, a Raptors reporter. What do you make of that? Rachel Nichols and ESPN, they just happened to be in Minnesota when Jimmy Butler showed up.
Oh, what a soap opera that's turning out to be. My initial reaction to it was obviously the Timberwolves aren't leaking out information that Jimmy Butler is out there yelling at teammates and executives. My first instinct was it's the Butler camp leaking it. My first instinct is this is a pretty direct attempt, a not-so-subtle attempt, to force the Timberwolves' hand and try and make something happen here. He met with Tibbs back whenever it was 3 weeks ago, asked for a trade. They didn't trade him. They met with him again whenever it was last week. They haven't traded him. And all the while, I'm just picturing George Costanza right now driving through the parking lot with the World Series trophies in the back of his car and streaking in a bodysuit. Like, he's trying everything possible here to get out. I'm wondering what's next.
Well, Ryan Russillo just sent out a tweet, and he works for ESPN. And this speaks to your conspiracy theory. Right. This Butler story is nuts, and I love it, but how did we already get a sit-down? Like, it is a good question. Like, does ESPN have the answer for this? Like, did they know he was going to do this? Like, why was Rachel Nichols in Minnesota?
Did
like,
I not just ask?
I understand.
This?
I don't have the answer for you. I'm just reiterating it. I don't know, unless she was doing... You might know, Josh. I mean, is the jump, are they doing, like, training camp tours and... It just seems like pretty strange that this guy would go off and then he's like, yeah, let me sit down.
I agree with that. Like, they seem to jump around. They go from training camp to training camp, but this is one hell of a coincidence, right? The day that he returns to practice, when no one thought he was going to return to practice. I thought he was making it pretty clear what his intentions were. He wanted out. And then it's interesting, as I said, that things aren't going the way that he planned. He had hoped probably to be traded already. It's not happening. So maybe this is. I mean, that was... we could be wrong, we're speculating, but that was my initial reaction is, hey, this is a player who's not getting what he wants, now taking another step in the direction of trying to force their hand.
Josh, what do you make of the Raps training camp? It seems like they're doing some team bonding. It also seems like they're not really around here that much. Is that good for the group? Is that good for Kawhi and being here? It's kind of a weird training camp. They seem to be everywhere but Toronto.
It's really a bizarre schedule, isn't it? I mean, the NBA shortened the preseason schedule last year, which is a great thing. I think everyone's thrilled about that. They should be doing that in every sport. The NFL training camp should be shorter. The NHL training camp should be shorter. So while there are obvious benefits to that, I think the players enjoy it. Certainly us in the media are enjoying it. We don't have to spend a month and a half trying to find new stories and essentially talk about the same thing, but the downside is we haven't really seen these guys. It's been a week since they played against NBA competition. They played against Melbourne on Friday, but we didn't see most of the regulars there. So this will be an interesting game tonight, more interesting than most preseason games, if for no other reason than we really haven't seen an extended look at what this new iteration of the Raptors look like altogether. OG Anunoby, who was on excused 10-day personal leave over the last couple weeks. He's back and is going to start tonight, so this will be our first chance to see how he fits with Kawhi Leonard, a player that a lot of people compared him to, or at least said his ceiling might be last year during his rookie season. We're going to get an extended look at Kawhi and Kyle tonight. It'll be interesting, I think, to see Nick Nurse manages his rotation, being that this seems to be the regular season dress rehearsal with most guys probably sitting out tomorrow in New Orleans.
With Josh Leuenberger, Raptors reporter. He's in Montreal. It's Raps Nets tonight. Kawhi Leonard obviously has been the vocal, you know, the go-to story throughout the summer and into training camp. And anytime his teammates speak about him or his coach speaks about him, we really jump on it and we analyze it. But Danny Green and C.J. Miles said at some point this week that he's been very vocal and much more vocal than Danny Green's ever seen and much more vocal than C.J. Miles expected. What do you read into that?
It was interesting hearing the two different perspectives, right? Because C.J., obviously, he can't compare it to the San Antonio version of Kawhi Leonard, but certainly he had expectations, and a lot of them were based off of the same things that we're going off of, right? You hear all the stories about how Kawhi doesn't talk to the media, how he doesn't talk to teammates, how he's quiet and all that. So I think, like the rest of us, CJ was expecting very little in terms of the level of communication they were going to get from Kawhi. So I think he's certainly exceeded that. But I was more interested, of course, to hear from Danny Green, a longtime teammate. He was with Kawhi for six seasons in San Antonio, and he said flat out that this is a different guy, a more talkative, a chattier version of Kawhi than he's ever seen before. And I think a lot of it, and this is sort of what Danny hit on too, a lot of it comes down to the circle of life in the NBA. In San Antonio, he was a kid on a lot of veteran teams, probably overshadowed by the Hall of Fame teammates and the legendary coach and a franchise that a lot of the time probably seemed bigger than he did. But here in Toronto, there's none of that. He's the guy. He's the unrivaled face of the new-look Raptors. I mean, Kyle Lowry is their longest-tenured player, their second-best player, but it's clear he's their second-best player. Kawhi is the guy, and he's embracing that, I think, a lot more than we expected, and maybe that appeals to him a lot more than we thought. We didn't really know what appealed to Kawhi, and that's what made this risk so difficult for the Raptors, because what were they going to sell him on? How are they going to sell him on a future in Toronto? Does he want money? Does he want to win? Does he want to be the guy? And I think this is an encouraging sign for them now. It's still early, of course, but this is an encouraging sign for the Raptors that Kawhi really does seem to be embracing this opportunity to be the guy, the face of an organization, more than he ever was in San Antonio.
Thank you, Josh. Enjoy it tonight. We'll do it again soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Josh Leuenberger, Raptors reporter in Montreal.